Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival. We are in the Biennale College section and we are here to talk about the film Banu with the director Tamina Raffaella and the producer Kata Yun Shahabi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So first question, of course, for the producer, because you got yourself into a big mess here when you decided to enlist for the Biennale College, because Biennale College program is really tough and really tight.
Yes.
Both in time and in money. So how was your experience on this?
It was difficult because I'm Iranian and I'm not from Azerbaijan and I don't speak Azeri. And it was my first time to go to this country. We are neighbor country, Iran and Azerbaijan, and we have a lot of Azeri in Iran. I thought that it's going to be easier for me, but it was really a very challenging experience for me, because I didn't have any idea of the rules about, you know, the restriction about money. We have to bring on cash, or there is no wire transfer, things like that. But I had a good support of the family of Tahmina and Tahmina herself to help me with this, because I think for any producer was very challenging to bring so much money in cash in the country.
Besides being challenging to do a movie on a very tight budget.
So I planning in advance to bring Iranian crew, because Azerbaijan is not a big industry of cinema. They don't have, they don't produce even
as much.
Two or three films per year.
Yeah, very few.
So I brought with me the editor, and we edit on the set. Mm-hmm. So. And the same time of shooting, and also DOP was Iranian, very well known DOP, very fast, and also the sound recording was Iranian, living in Azerbaijan, and all the post production was in Iran.
In Iran,
Tamina came to Iran to do the post production.
Listen, Tamina, your film is the first film made by a female director independently in Azerbaijan.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a huge, probably you felt a huge responsibility about this, right?
Absolutely.
Also because your film is about the story of a woman who is trying to keep the custody of his kid in a specific, not very easy historical moment of your country. So how this responsibility was, but influence your job, your work.
Yeah, that's definitely a correct way to put it. I felt a lot of responsibility. I think that I felt like as long as I stayed honest to myself and I stayed honest to the women and the women in my country, the women across the world, you know, I made sure that I interviewed women who went through this, and I made sure that I was very, very empathetic with them and show the truth. I felt like I was doing the right thing, as long as I was being honest. And so in that responsibility also came a lot of, I think, relief in knowing that after, women have approached me, women have messaged me from Azerbaijan a lot, and they always say that this is such a great, you know, it's a great inspiration for them. And I think that no matter what kind of work we do, I mean, of course, there's going to be filmmakers, the women, female filmmakers that come out and do a good job. I mean, art is art, you know, but I think we need to just have more of them stepping up and doing it. And as long as we have that, we can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just very glad that whether it's me or somebody else, that there's just women making more independent features in Azerbaijan, and even not independent. Honestly, it's such a small industry, and the women in them are practically lost.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, this is it is a question of putting your foot down and just push it, you know,
which
the character in your film does, basically,
because she
is in the same situation.
Yeah.
And there was this very clear and kind of disturbing connection in your film that comes out between patriarchy and power, and mm-hmm. patriarchy, and then power and war, yeah, because yeah. we are in the middle yeah. of the second Nagorno-Karabakh war, and which is very local but very universal, because it's not that different, you know. Maybe in different in intensity it is, but not that different as an issue. So you were aware of that. There was this huge universal theme.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, that's something me and Katayun definitely we discussed from the very start, is that while this film is set in Azerbaijan and it is about a specific war, and it's set during a specific war and is about a woman from there, this is a universal theme. War is, first of all, we see it happening in a lot of countries, and Katayun also went through war, you know, she the Iran-Iraq war. We kind of understood that we had that connection as well of understanding the war and understanding what it does to people, no matter what the belief of those people is whenever they go into war. So I think that there was that, you know, there was that awareness that we're putting something small, well, not small, but a micro, and putting it in a scale of a war and putting it in the background of war. That's a big thing to do. Mm-hmm. But we felt like that was the best way to show a universal theme, to connect that with everybody, both women who are going through domestic violence, whether it's people who live in a war-torn country, whatever that is. But I felt like we really did something that was not just for the people of my country.
Yeah, especially because war normally raises interest and attention on anything
yeah,
else.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which is the main theme yeah. of your film. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose to tell the story of this specific aspect? I mean, a woman trying to get custody of mm-hmm. his kid, because it's something mm-hmm. that is very, I mean, that happens very often in your country.
It's funny because growing up, so the court is on the side of the mother, legally. But growing up, I remember meeting a lot of women, and I was asking, why don't they have the custody of their children? And I was told it's because they're wealthy or powerful husbands. They took the child, and they said that the mother was has psychiatric issues, or she was a prostitute, like just really BS quotes and things. And I remember feeling that that was a very strange thing, because not seeing a child with a mother was very odd.
And then it's a patriarchy.
Absolutely. And it comes from power. You know, it's a powerful mm-hmm. man. Someone has more money. Someone has more connections. And I remember that just being something really, really strange. And so I always wanted to tell that story, because that still continues. You know, I've interviewed women, and that happened to them, how much they had to fight for their children, how much they had. And that's even women. Some of them were even those who had came from money themselves, they had to fight for it. So it was, so it was just like a really interesting phenomena that we don't discuss.
So it was not money the issue, it was men with money.
Exactly, men with money, men with power.
Katayun, I wanted to ask you, as a producer, and as producer of this specific way of making films that the Biennale College asks, which was, if there was any problem or moment that you have to compromise in order to keep going,
because of money,
because of money, or because of timing, all timing and money, because of both.
Not because of money or timing, but a lot of stress, because when you have such a short time for making a film, a feature film, and with a first-time director, but it's a first experience, you have to be very focused. And I try my best to plan everything in advance, because always in films you have a problem that you unexpected problem that to solve. So it was a moment that I said, okay, shall I continue like this or no? But we could manage that.
And the
film is the most important as a professional. Mm-hmm. We think film must be in the first place for, you know, and you are coming after that.
If you decided to do it, you have to.
And you engage in front of Biennale College. You sign the contract to tell them, I'm going to do that, and I'm able to
do that.
So hard to convince them that among all the proposals they get, that we are the one that we we can do this film and with this condition. So we have to do it, and we did it.
Listen, do you have to change the script a lot?
Oh yeah, so much. We probably had 40 drafts. I don't know. But we were probably one of the few teams that when we applied for the program, we were like one of the few teams that already had a script. That's how ready we kind of were to get into it. Because apparently when you first submit it, you don't need a script.
You just need treatment, plot.
We had a script. We had everything ready. But from there on, it changed so many times.
But it changed in terms of because of the logical of the narrative, or also because of necessities production-wise?
No, actually, for production-wise, we didn't really have to sacrifice anything.
We didn't sacrifice anything.
Which was very good, because the film already was somewhat small. We don't have anything big going on, so we didn't have to sacrifice it, but it did change because of narrative, because we wanted to shorten something, because we felt like something was too long, something distracted, something was needed, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at the end, you made a good film, so we're happy about that, right?
I hope so. I hope so.
That's what we needed.
Yeah, you have to tell us.
Come on. So thanks a lot to Tamina Raffaella and Katerina Shahabi, respectively director and producer of the film Banu, which is one of the four films of the Biennale College program of this year, Venice Film Festival. From Venice, I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.